up and ready to go. Fired up, like ready to go. Fired up and ready to go. Fired up, like ready to go.
The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated. The people that elect,
we reject the president elect. We reject the president elect. We reject.
Clay Pigeon with you on The Dusty Show. Hey, everybody. This is footage from last Saturday's anti-Trump march in Manhattan. Were you there? I'm glad you're listening now. I'll be around till 7 and Hardy comes along. Back to the protest. I'm glad you're with me. Good street drummer. What's your first name?
Adam.
Adam, have you been on more of these protest marches? Is this the first one you've been since the election?
Since the election, yeah, this is the first one.
They've been going on for a few days now. Do you think that'll be hard to sustain that energy level?
No, the people are riled up. I mean, we've been riled up since 2008, you know, since we had Obama. We've been riled up since the economic crash, you know, and this is New York City. This is the home of Wall Street. So people are pissed off. People are fed up. We are the generation of people who had to live through two terms of Bush and two terms of Obama who did nothing for us. He bailed out corporate interests in this country. He deported more people. More people were deported under Obama's administration than any other administration, including Bush. People are livid. And now the DNC, the corrupt DNC, has pushed forth Hillary Clinton as our Democratic candidate. And we had a choice between Hillary Clinton and a fascist, racist, sexist, alleged rapist, Donald Trump. And now what do we have? Donald Trump. We should have had Bernie Sanders. It should have been Bernie Sanders versus Trump. And if we had that, if the DNC hadn't screwed us over, we would have had Bernie Sanders presidency.
For the cynic on the sideline who says, what are you trying to prove? What are you trying to accomplish? What would you say to them?
There's a balance of cynics and optimists in this country, across the world. Our voices here are just a way of saying, we're here too. This is how we feel. We're being peaceful. We're exercising our democratic right to protest in the streets.
You had all of these misguided Trump supporters who voted for Trump just because they hated Hillary Clinton. I also couldn't stand Hillary Clinton because she was a corporatist. And that's the same reason I didn't vote for Obama, you know, in 08 or 12. The blame really goes back to the DNC. If the DNC hadn't snubbed a real progressive candidate like Bernie Sanders, now we have another anti-establishment candidate like Trump, and he's obviously won.
I appreciate your time, man.
Sure.
Let me give you my card. My show airs Thursday at 6. I hope you can tune in.
Thank you so much.
Our
Why do you reject him?
He has had a divisive campaign this entire election season, filled with bigotry. He has basically condoned sexual assault. He has condoned kicking hardworking immigrants out of this country. He has said he doesn't want religious freedom in this country. He wants to ban Muslims. And that is not the America that I want.
What do you hope to accomplish with the protests?
I'm hoping that at the very least, Donald Trump, I mean, maybe I'm giving him too much credit, but he will see how divisive he has been and how angry it has made us. And hopefully he will start to try to mend the fences that he has put up in this country and realize that this is not acceptable to the people.
They're going to encourage unity, and they're going to make this a peaceful protest so we can show the world that violence is not the answer.
The protests have been going on for a few days now. Will it be hard to maintain this level of energy as it gets colder?
Honestly, if For me, it won't. I think that it's just too important. I had other commitments today originally, and when I heard about this, I was like, you know what? I need to show support. I need to be there with everyone, and I'm going to continue doing so.
I agree that this is the wake-up call, not just Mr. Trump, but the election as a whole. This is the wake-up call that we need to show that we need to all be more involved in what goes on in the world. We all need to be paying more attention. We need to get involved in our communities. And I'm going to do my part to inspire others to do that.
Thanks for your time, you guys. Here's
Thank
my
you.
Card. Next Thursday.
Nice to meet you, Sam.
You too. I hadn't heard this before. Music from Mahavishnu Orchestra, Inner Worlds, Part 1 and 2. A little excerpt here from 76, the bicentennial year. I was a senior in high school. I think Fabio was too. John McLaughlin, the orchestra. Dusty Show. Stay with me. Cherry Pie and her mom are going to the Million Women March. A lot of people excited about that one. My wife wants to go. I want to go. Hardy White up at 7, TNP to follow. This is WFMU. Dusty. Okay, what's your name, man?
My name's Tim Smith.
Tim, you recognized me.
That's absolutely.
My ego just took a boost. Somebody, but you were like, who is he?
It's true. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
You're out here at the protest, both of you.
Yep.
What brings you out?
We're trying to stop Armageddon. This is a serious matter, and we need to make it very clear to people that need to hear us that this is not an acceptable way to lead morally, lead America. You know, this is not what we represent.
What about you?
Oh, I feel exactly the same way he does. But I'm going to tell you, I feel something also additionally.
Okay.
I was deeply, deeply affected by the entire election. And the misogyny was so intense. I felt like I was having, every day, a post-traumatic stress. And I woke up on Wednesday morning and I said, I'm done. I will not be afraid. I am not afraid of these people. I will do whatever it takes. I am done with them. I am done with all of it.
If the protests continue, where does this ultimately lead? Does it lead to a confrontation?
No, I think it leads to a very early end to a Trump presidency. In the least case scenario, we're looking at 2 years of full rejection of a Republican agenda.
Would you be happier with a Pence presidency?
No.
No.
No. No, although, God, I don't know which is worse.
They're both bad. We want them both to go.
Yeah.
Thanks, you guys.
Hey.
You get a card.
Yay.
We have seen that our nation is more deeply divided than we thought. But I still believe in America, and I always will. And if you do, then we must accept this result and then look to the future. Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead. I am incredibly honored and grateful to have had this chance to represent all of you in this consequential election. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.
Against the barricade, do you think you guys can maintain this level of energy in the days to come, or will the protests get smaller and smaller?
Oh, I don't think the protests are going to get any smaller. I think people are going to see the support everywhere, and they're just going to keep going.
The timing's similar to when Occupy was the starting. It entered into the coldest months right after it started, and it had an effect.
More organized than Occupy. I think.
Go ahead and speak.
I think this is more organized than Occupy. I feel like it's more of a controlled message, more of I don't think this is going to go anywhere for a while, if that makes sense. I think Occupy came and went a little too quickly.
I appreciate your time. Thanks, guys. Be
safe.
Thank you. Popular vote! We are the popular vote! We are the popular vote! We are the popular vote! We are...
You're right up at the front of the protest. Are you excited to be here?
Yes, actually, I am.
What does it mean to you?
Well,
they're opening the pens now. Do you need to get out?
No.
Okay. You're going to stay right where you are?
Yeah. What does it mean? Well, it means that there's a movement, and there's a lot of us, and we're not going to give up. We can't change things, but it also lets people know, and it's going to let him know, that there are a whole lot of people that are not happy. And we're going to give him a real hard time.
Do you like how the police are handling things today?
I do. They're excellent. They've been terrific.
It's a lot of people here.
Yeah, I think we have our mayor to thank for that.
Thank you. Why do you reject him?
Why? If you have to ask me that question, you're f***ing crazy.
I just wanted you to express yourself.
It's obvious why we reject him. He's a racist, he's a sexist, he's a misogynist, he's a pig, he's a criminal, he's a coward, he's a draft dodger, he's homophobic, and he's a piece of
shit. Do you think the protests can make a difference?
Yes.
If you could have a moment with Donald Trump, what would you tell him?
Off.
Thanks for your time, man.
It's the Alan Parsons Project. Breakdown, iRobot.
With a little help from all my friends.
iRobot, that was Isaac Asimov, wasn't it?
People that I've never seen are kind to me. Is it any wonder I can't be?
Dystopian visions of the future. Is that where we are now? Dystopia? Are we breaking down? Can we hold it together? Are you listening? You're part of the Nasty Women movement?
I am so nasty, I have no idea. My vagina is curdling right now. That's how nasty I am.
Are you proud to be part of the protest today?
I am so happy for this protest, and I'm so happy to be a New Yorker, and I'm so happy to be an American, because we voted for Hillary. We did not vote for Trump. We have an antiquated electoral college we need to abolish.
What do you say to the people who say, what are you trying to accomplish out there? You lost.
We didn't lose. We won the popular vote. I want reform in the Electoral College, and I want a positive moment to come from this. We did vote for Hillary. She did win. We need electoral regime change, and we need to be like down with this Dorito-looking motherfucker. And by the way, to anyone who's listening, you can hear the same speech coming from Melania tomorrow.
Climate change is real. 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 Climate change is real.
We reject the president-elect.
Why do you reject the president?
He's violating all my rights. I'm gay. I'm Mexican.
More are you worried reason. That he'll undo all the progress that's been done for the LGBT community?
I'm not worried. I'm not scared about anything. And more than anything, I'm disappointed in humanity. But I'm not scared. I'm not worried.
Do you think they can keep up the intensity with these protests as the days go by?
I mean, if it's any sign that from Wednesday to today, how bigger it got.
What would you tell Donald Trump if you had just a moment of his time?
There's a few people that are close to me, and he already created a division between us because they have either not stood up against it or they kind of believe in some of his ideas. And he's already created this division, and it's sad. That's why I'm disappointed in humanity.
Thanks for your
Thank
time.
You.
Hey, Sabrina.
From ABC.
I'm not sure these are even Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama supporters. I think these people are professional protesters more. They didn't look to me like
all those protesters in all those
people.
Cities, professionals?
Well, yes, you gather a certain number of people around you, but they didn't look to me like people who were, you know, carefully studying political science and were all upset about, you know, the ideology of the election.
How'd you feel as you saw the protests go by, guys?
I think it's kind of sickening.
In what way?
Yeah, why? If you got a right to protest, that's fine. But you know what? You don't protest and block intersections. That light's green. These people here got a right of way to go. Look how far the traffic's backed up. Ridiculous.
Do you think this will keep going, these protests?
Oh, yeah. It'll keep going.
They will. But they're going to end eventually because there's nothing they can do about it.
There's nothing you can do about this.
I mean, you know, the people spoke. The electoral spoke. Maybe not the popular vote, but the electoral. And that's democracy. You know,
democracy's in play right now. There's nothing you can do to stop it. I mean, somebody needs to tell somebody what anybody did wrong. Nobody did anything wrong. I mean,
the
people spoke.
I voted.
You voted. I voted. He voted.
Right. Yeah.
And it's your choice who you vote for.
Right.
But whoever you vote for, that candidate wins, it's over.
That's what makes America great right there.
Thanks for your time, guys.
Can go vote, and you can do what you want to, and you can do this.
I appreciate your time, guys.
Thank you.
Your wall.
How do you feel as you see the protesters go by, sir?
It reminds me of 1968 when I was doing this. I did march. I'm a tourist today. I did march a couple of blocks with them. I asked somebody, can I join you? And I said, this bag make me look like a tourist. I grew up here.
You did?
I haven't lived here for 43 years, and it still sounds like I got off a plane this morning from LaGuardia. I'm here to see my brother, who's in poor health. Just happened to come down here, timing, and I just had to walk with him because...
Did you get that old feeling back for a second?
Yes. It's like 68, 69, 70, but, you know, that took 6 years.
I talked to a man, obviously, probably a Trump supporter, but he called this a disgrace, you know.
Disgrace, yeah, right? These dumb bastards don't realize where their real interests are. And that Trump doesn't give a f*** about regular people or anybody. Like coal miners are going to get the jobs back, right? Steel workers are going to get the jobs back. And he's going to do it all on the first day. How f***ing stupid can you be? You with the station? Or?
That's okay, man. What's your final word to our listeners?
Who are your listeners?
WFMU in Jersey City.
Oh, that's good. Final word. Stay with it. Don't give up.
Thanks, man.
We survived Nixon, two Bushes. We'll survive this one, too.
Thanks, man. There you go. Here's my card. Have a nice day.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Hope your brother feels better.
Yeah, I'm a media type myself.
Yeah?
I was at 25 years at Denver Post.
Oh, really?
Then took a buyout when they still had money. They don't have that problem now, but just about everybody who's any good is gone. The paper's it's a polite term for a boring piece of shit. It's not the same thing anymore. Thank you.
Take care, man.
Luther Vandross sings Leon Russell.
You said you'd be coming back this way again, babe.
I think Bonnie Bramlett wrote this too.
Baby, 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 oh, baby.
Always remember Leon and Luther.
Long ago, and oh, so far away, I fell in love with you. Before the second show, and your guitar, and you sound so sweet and clear, but you're not really here. It's just the radio.
What do you think as you see the protests go by, sir?
I think that the lady that said this is a disgrace said it right. The people that are walking are a disgrace.
In what way?
They just don't know what they're talking about.
They have a different political views than you.
It's not going to change. They're not even going to change. They can't change anything by walking and saying this is bad. So,
right? How do you feel, ma'am?
It's ridiculous.
Thank you.
No problem.
from PBS.
I'm cutting taxes. We're going to grow the economy. It's going to grow at a record rate. And one thing we have to do, repeal and replace the disaster known as Obamacare. It's destroying our country. It's destroying our businesses, our small business and our big businesses. We have to repeal and replace Obamacare. You take a look at the kind of numbers that that will cost us in the year 17. It is a disaster if we don't repeal and replace. Now, it's probably going to die of its own weight, but Obamacare has to go. Bad health care at the most expensive price. We have to repeal and replace Obamacare. 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 Obamacare.
What's your first name?
Joe.
Joe, did you vote in the last election?
Yes.
Did your candidate win?
No.
Were you surprised by that?
I kind of had an odd feeling a week before that it wasn't going to go the way I thought. Everyone else thought it was going to go.
So now Trump's in there. Are you concerned or does life just go on? You already...
It's got to go on. He's in. So there's nothing
you can
do about it.
What's your biggest fear about a Trump presidency?
There's a lot of concerns that I would have, but hopefully he does the right thing. I mean, we don't, like I said, we don't really have a choice right now, so.
I appreciate your time, man. Here's my card. My show airs tomorrow at 6. I hope you can tune in.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Take care. What's your first name?
Pete.
You here for the Knicks game?
Yes. Here for work.
Have you lived in New York your whole life?
Yeah, Long Island.
Billy Joel, the Islanders.
Yeah.
Like
oh, the Rangers.
Stuff?
The Rangers. Not Rangers, the Islanders.
Not the
Rangers.
Isles.
Yeah, the Rangers.
Did you vote in the election?
Yes, I did.
Did your candidate win or lose?
Neither. I voted for neither. I penciled in Bernie.
Bernie?
Yeah.
Did you think Bernie got robbed by the DNC?
Definitely. I'm not a big politics guy, but I think he was more for the people, you know, when you have...
You think he could have won?
Yeah, I think he would have beat Trump. A lot of people that were for Bernie, I think, just voted for Clinton because they didn't want Trump.
How about you? Did you vote?
No.
You sat it out?
Yeah.
Did you vote for Obama?
No.
You sat it out. How come?
Politicians don't do nothing for the low-class people. You know, your voice is never heard. You know what I'm saying?
It's all about money.
It's like, you know, it's for people with power.
What about Trump? Do you have thoughts on him being in office? Are you concerned or you?
I'm not concerned, but I know that he ain't fit for the job in my eyes. Look, he's already doing stuff that he's not supposed to do.
He's tweeting again.
Tweeting. He's going for dinner when he's not supposed to go. Misleading the press. This is a guy that you couldn't control him when he wasn't the president. Now he's going to be the president. How much control are you going to have over him?
I think the American people and the people that live here in general should take back the country, so to speak. I honestly think that the government's corrupt and they're only out for money.
You should be in radio, man, your voice.
Right. He's been getting that for years, man.
Everybody tells me that. Everybody tells me that.
Can you do an intro for me? Say, this is Damian Marley on WFMU.
Yes, people, I'm Damian Marley on SMU.
Respect.
Respect, man.
Take care, guys.
Yes,
show us tomorrow at 6.
Some of those swans said, it's not where you're from, it's where you're going, you know? And also, I want to say that the truth is an offense, but not a sin. You hear that? So watch out, Jamaica, Jamaica, yeah. Jamaica, Jamaica,
yeah. Yeah, let's get up,
Jamaica,
guys.
Jamaica, Jamaica, yeah.
Let's move around.
Jamaica, Jamaica.
Out on the street, they call it murder.
Damian Marley, Jr. gone.
Unless you carry guns a lot too. I'll be a tough team from a shower. Some pest ones shop like a
Ivy.
And then I'm on the post up if you don't. Rastafari stands alone. Welcome to Tom Rock.
2005. Have you been out to the protests in your town?
Jamaica, yeah.
Donna was going down to Philly tonight. Protests going on in Philly. Philadelphia Freedom. What's your first name?
Steve.
Steve here for the Knicks game?
Yes.
Are you going to take it to the Pistons tonight?
I will see.
You pay attention to politics?
Yes, I do.
Were you glued to the tube a week ago Tuesday?
I didn't think that Trump was ever out of it. He's like a magician. He pulls stuff out of the hat.
Do you feel like your life will stay the same, or are you worried about a Trump presidency?
I'm not worried at all. I think if he stops believing that he's full of himself, he may be able to do some great things. We'll see. Only time will tell.
You're giving him a chance.
Absolutely.
You think the protesters out there on the streets are wrong to do that?
I think the protest is a joke. As somebody said the other day, when they passed Obamacare, nobody was out there protesting. Not one person. And Obamacare was not what it was supposed to be. Listen, Trump is far from perfect, but so has been the other list of presidents we've had.
What's your statement to your fellow Democrats who are still kind of nursing their wounds after the election? A word of encouragement.
Word of encouragement is get over it. We got a new president. We got to support him. And let's see if he screws up or he brings us good things.
All right. Thanks, man. Here's the card. 6 o'clock tomorrow. Hope you can listen.
Thank you.
From MSNBC.
Mike Pence is a good man, a principled conservative, and he will make a great vice president. I want to congratulate Reince Priebus. You need to know how proud we are in Wisconsin of Reince Priebus. What he has done to rebuild our party is remarkable. I want to congratulate Mitch McConnell and our Republican colleagues in the Senate. Our House majority is bigger than expected. We won more seats than anyone expected, and much of that is thanks to Donald Trump. Donald Trump provided the kind of coattails that got a lot of people over the finish line so that we could maintain our strong House and Senate majorities. This is the kind of unified Republican government that we set out to deliver. We all need to rededicate ourselves to making America great and making it a more perfect union.
What's your first name?
John.
John, did you vote in the election?
Yes, I did.
And did your candidate win?
No.
You were voting for Hillary?
Yes.
Did you think she would? We all turned on the TV and settled in to watch.
I thought she would prevail, but she didn't.
Did you get that sinking feeling pretty fast?
Actually, I worked the polls. I'm
you
one
did.
Of those, yes, for the first time.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank
so
you.
A lot of people were coming in and casting their votes. It was a very busy day, so a lot of people came out. But I did notice in my area there where I was a lot of elderly people as far as voting, so I think that might have been something to do with it. I don't know really the younger people if they went out and voted.
Are you worried about a Trump presidency, or do you figure your life will just continue on pretty much the same?
I think it'll continue on just the same. I'm really actually interested to see. I liked him as a businessman, and I hope that he can help economically the country, but we'll have to see.
What's your biggest concern?
Biggest concern is obviously, like everyone else, is the as far as the Obamacare, as we call it, for medical. That's a big thing for me.
Where did Hillary go wrong?
I think, again, caught in a lot of lies, but in this particular one, I think they both had their faults. Trump ran a very good campaign against her and did, I think, the right thing to get the people to vote for him.
I appreciate your time. Here's my card. I even got a classic New York jackhammer sound in the background.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy.
Have a good
Thank
one.
You. Check, check. Some of the more rugged WFMU men and women will know more about this vehicle that's busting up a sidewalk here. Oh, wow. Jackhammer. New York jackhammer. Busting up that sidewalk. This is Suffocation with Reincremation on FMU. ...1991, Roadrunner.
Give it to her. The bombing is the spirit of welcome to the night. All the bullets spinning through. All the friends of Parmesan. Don't let them all on. Nothing left to gain. All the chances.
Rory's got the horns up. He says, horns up, Pidge. We're sticking it where the sun don't shine. What's
no,
your name?
No, that's my Homeless Inc. Homeless Inc.
How long have you been homeless?
Well, all my life.
Yeah, spiritually, I mean, I
could. No. I could justify it physically, but that you read that if I live long enough, let's wait for the memoirs. But no, I realized when I examined it closely that that's really what it was. I'm here now, not for the reason that I was homeless to begin with. After I got sober.
Can I ask you a little bit about it?
I'm talking to a microphone.
I was thinking ahead of you. You just mentioned sobriety. Did drinking or drugs contribute to your current position?
Let me put it this way. The standard answer to that is very simple. It took a lot of money and a lot of effort to get where I am today. Look, in the 60s, it was an experiment. Take some acid, drop out. Your life is not an experiment. It's a social experiment, but you are not experimenting. You're not going to go back, and you're not going to do it again if it didn't work out.
There's
nothing to say that if you would have done it the other way, it would have worked anyway.
Don't you think some of it's genetic? I mean, some people can do stuff. My wife can smoke 2 cigarettes a month.
Yeah, we all gamble with that.
I can't do that.
Look, I'm smoking. This is terrible. I got to quit. I just got out of hospital second time. Oh, please, let's leave that one.
Did you graduate high school?
Actually, no, I left. I love California, beautiful place. Montreal's a place I'll never go to again. But that's all personal, you know, because I had a terrible time in Montreal.
Were you ever married?
Well, yeah, sort of, yeah.
Kids?
The whole year, you know, yeah, pretty much. I wouldn't be this old. Well, yeah, it could have been anything. But that's not, look, I was an asshole. I was self-centered. I thought I was it was all about me. Just because I could do some things and this and I was good at some things. I became a Trump. I did a lot of things that I wouldn't have done had I been aware. Inertia, it was reactive, it was all sorts of things, but it was not me, just being me. I had to get something. And when I had it, I wasn't happy with it.
Were your parents dysfunctional?
No, for this society, they were perfect. My father was a drunk and my mother was very religious and suffered God's will.
God's will, God's will, God's will, God's will.
One of the great things that I'm grateful for is that I never had one of the... He turned 18, they gave him a car, he got drunk, and now there's 6 dead people. When I grew up, I didn't realize what the problem was. I didn't realize that I had drinking, because I was never going to drink like my father. Anybody can see that's not to be done. In those days, it was, can't handle your liquor, can you? Now, how are you going to handle your liquor unless you drink some more? The whole attitude was, yeah, I can drive, watch me. Now it's, think about what you're doing, look what happens. And that's a much better attitude about drinking and driving. I drank so much and I drove so much and I never had that horrible thing happen. And when I read in the papers, that shocked me. I was grateful, really grateful. You know, homelessness is a bogus issue. No, literally, bogus issue. You're on the radio, this should be discussed. Look, the city has no right to talk to me about homelessness. It should not create a category that I have to be in to get something that the Constitution of New York says I should have.
What do you want?
A room where I could wash up and sleep, then go out and participate in the last years of my life, putting into effect what I've learned. I want to see if I really learned it.
Are you hopeful about the future?
I just got out of the hospital after 9 days. They want to do surgery. I have to make a decision.
What's wrong with you?
A heart failure, but before that I had pneumonia. But really what's wrong with me is that I'm in a shelter, and a shelter is killing me. That's not a supposition. That's a simple, establishable fact. I'm not allowed to sleep, and I'm not allowed to eat. Now, both the doctors and everybody else says that you have to rest and you have to eat. Sleep is a big deal. Your organs don't start healing till the third REM cycle. And if you're not allowed to eat, when you're told that you can't eat what everybody else is eating, but you don't have the money to go buy what you should be eating, then you're in another bind. The hospital has spent hundreds of thousands, if not millions, and certainly millions of dollars worth of talent to keep me alive. And it's all being undone by a little group for pennies in order to make money off a shelter. The city isn't talking about God, it's talking about things that are not establishable and quantifiable in order to avoid the issue that they are obligated to provide minimal shelter. Something you could see. You don't gotta look in a person's mind. I could have a mansion and be homeless.
What's your positive last word?
Positive last word. Positive last word. That we have more than the resources, and let's just follow the current research and established scientific way of dealing with people, making them healthy. We wouldn't have to go through this, and that the whole thing is basically being used to the advantage of a small group of people to make money. Capitalism is interfering with our democracy. And that's that last few words, I had to wrap it up, and punchlines are not easy.
That's
I got
good,
plenty
man.
To say. But you could Google me. I mean, you could go to Facebook. I've been taking pictures in order to keep... Homeless Inc. One word, I-N-K. Not incorporated, but art. One word, small letters. Homeless Inc. Al Larkin.
We'll check
L-A-R-K-I-N.
It out. L-A-R-K-I-N. All right, Al.
So you know who I am. You could email me at Homeless Inc., by the way.
Here's my card, and you can
good,
email
good,
me.
Oh, good, good, good. Hey, let me know when the thing. I'd like to see. Oh, God, I talked so much.
No, you didn't.
I just
have a deadline.
From PBS.
I'm cutting taxes. We're going to grow the economy. It's going to grow at a record rate. And one thing we have to do, repeal and replace the disaster known as Obamacare. It's destroying our country. It's destroying our businesses, our small business, and our big businesses. We have to repeal and replace Obamacare. You take a look at the kind of numbers that will cost us in the year 17. It is a disaster if we don't repeal and replace. Now, it's probably going to die of its own weight, but Obamacare has to go. Bad health care at the most expensive price. We have to repeal and replace Obamacare. 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 Obamacare.
Sam. Sam. Sam.
What's your first name?
Sam.
Sam, you said you voted for Trump.
Yes.
Were you with him all the way, or did you start off liking somebody else at the very beginning? It's hard to remember that far back.
Yeah, it's hard to remember that far back.
Did you get caught up in him, though? He got you excited?
Except for his big mouth sometimes.
Did he sometimes you cringed a little bit
with
some of it?
Yeah.
Where did he connect with you? What part did you like?
I think he's one of the few that you actually potentially could see some change.
What change do you really want him to make?
To put America first.
And what don't you want him to do that he said he's going to do? Do you care about the wall, or you want to deport all the Mexicans? Or?
No, you're not going to deport. You have to figure out what to do with them. Obviously, the bad ones can go.
Are you optimistic about the future?
Yeah, for everybody. Voted for him and who didn't vote for him?
Where did Hillary go wrong?
Just like the same thing I could say about the Bushes. I mean, it's not a dictatorship. You don't pass it on to your family. Right off the bat, I didn't like that. Even some of her email stuff, because working in corporate America, you know better. I just hope people back the president and he does good for everybody.
I appreciate your time,
okay.
And let me give you a card before you go. Wish you all the best. Tomorrow
okay.
at 6. Thank
all
you.
Right.
Here's Bruce, some Jersey music. Always liked title track To the River on the Dusty Show. I played one of those samples twice. It's irking me. I wanted things to be perfect. Oh, Jesus.
I come from down in the valley where Mister, when you're young, they bring you up to do like your daddy John. Me and Mary, we met in high school and she was just 17. down to where the fields were green. We'd go down to the river, and into the river we'd dive. Oh, down to the river we'd ride.
So great, so great.
Then I got Mary pregnant, and man, that was all she wrote. And for my 19th birthday, I got a union card and a wedding coat. We went down to the courthouse, and the judge put it all to rest. No wedding day smiles, no walk down the aisle, no flowers, no wedding dress. That night we went down to the river, then into the river we died. Oh, down to the river we did ride. Yeah, yeah.
Give me two squadrons of bombers, 2,000-pound bombs. Round-the-clock saturation bombing of Arizona.
Fred, you can't bomb Arizona.
What are you talking about? My bombers can hit any place on the face of this globe.
But Arizona is part of the United States.
A little low-level scraping, perhaps, eh?
What's your first name?
First name is Derek.
Derek, were you planted in front of the television last Tuesday night for the election?
Yes, I was, in fact.
Did you have a candidate that you were rooting for at that point?
I didn't have a strong view towards either candidate, but ultimately, I'm a registered Republican, so I voted for my party.
It's time to come home, I think they said.
That's right. Very, yeah. Very surprising outcome. And as a person in financial services, it was interesting to see the reaction by market participants over the following, you know, few days.
Oh, yeah. The market took a dive for a moment. Has it stabilized since?
Yeah, it actually has. We had a surprising sell-off overnight, the night of the election, and then the close of business on Wednesday, we saw a very, very strong reaction. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if Trump, the candidate, is the same person as Trump, the president. And so the best we can hope for is that Trump, the president, has a little bit of a different demeanor and a different approach to things. So we'll
different,
see.
Different than the campaign demeanor? You mean, yeah. A little less divisive?
Yes, exactly.
Did you cringe sometimes at some
absolutely.
Of the
things? Absolutely. As a parent of three and a young daughter, I cringed a lot. To be quite honest, it's a question of whether your views on what Hillary Clinton has done and her position as an establishment political woman who's done a lot of good things, but a lot of very questionable things. How do you value that against some of the negatives or positives that Trump brings to the table? And who's to say that deleting 33,000 emails is better or worse than making negative comments about women? And I struggle with that a lot.
Yeah.
I struggle.
Do you like the cast of characters he's putting together now?
Well, I think it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. But I think as long as he surrounds himself with some reasonable people that have the best interests of the country, I think that, you know, we'll wind up in a good place.
Do you see in Democrats a little fear that Trump's scaring them a little? Like, is this guy, he seems like he's authoritarian.
I think it's very easy to point to Trump for a lot of negative things that are out there. So racism has existed long before Trump. Sexism has existed long before Trump. I'm not a significant Trump supporter, but I find it very interesting that a lot of issues that have been around for a long time are now all of a sudden being blamed on him. When I take a step back and I just think about where the country stands today versus 8 years ago, we're as divided as we've ever been. It's a country of the haves versus the have-nots. And I feel like that's just such a bad place to be. America's the greatest country on earth. Everybody should be proud to live here. People are so disenfranchised by what has transpired in Washington, over both Republican and Democrats, over the course of the last number of years. And I think that the Donald Trump vote was a vote against the establishment as much as anything.
What's your message as a Trump voter to Democrats? What do you say to people?
Well, I say that we're all Americans at the end of the day. The presidential election process is something that's been around since the 1800s. And what's happened has happened. So there's no use protesting. There's no use complaining about what's occurred. let's try to find a way to make it work. Let's give him a chance.
If Trump goes too far, will you stand up and say you're going too far?
Absolutely.
All right, man. Nice talking to you.
Okay.
My show is tomorrow at 6. I wish you all the best. Really,
yeah,
pleasure.
Same to you. Yeah,
all right.
Great.
From the Alex Jones Channel.
I hope the audience will come before God, even if you've not been a spiritual person or a Christian in your life. I pray that you will understand that there is such a thing as providence, and just focus on the fact. If you're a Christian, pray with me that a hedge of protection be put up around Donald J. Trump and all of us that are fighting for truth and justice, and just pray to God that we understand how incredible this period of history is right now, and that we thank God for Donald Trump.
Grand Funk from the second album, Inside Looking Out.
I'm sitting here lonely like a broken man. I serve my time doing the best I can.
Sing it if you know it.
Walls and bars, they surround me. But I don't want no sympathy.
Don and Mel from Flint, Michigan. Oh, man, I love Grand Funk back in the day. They should be in the hall.
Ice cold water running through my veins. They try and drag me back to work again.
Pain and blisters.
Pain and blisters on my mind and hands. I work all day making up a burlap bag.
Nickelback.
Driving me wild. I feel happy like a newborn child. Now when my time is up, you wait and see. These walls and bars won't keep that grass from me. No, no, baby, won't keep that stuff to from me. No, 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 no.
The bong-rattling bass of Mel Shocker. That's what Homer Simpson said. Don Brewer still got the band going, but man, it ain't the same without Varner. And he's a big right-winger. I remember air guitaring this with Alan Carney at an eighth-grade party. We had a couple of beers. Where are you, Alan? Hey, that's the real power of the people. It's the greatest lead ever. I'll shut up for a minute. Check it out.
Yeah.
greatest fuzz tone ever. Get down with me. I'll make you feel real good. Just wait and see. I love you guys. Dusty Show. TNP. TNP, baby. TNP. Mashup, Paul Stuckey and some other junk. Drums are a little. Edit. Shut up, Clay. This is The Dusty Show with Clay Pigeon. Oh, I love being here with you guys. It's my favorite part of the week. It's always just a focus point right up to this hour. I love getting out there for you, talking to people, putting it all together. I hate the mistakes. I carry them with me till my next chance to get it right. Thanks for your pledges during our silent fundraiser. You guys are really kind to The Dusty Show. Jonathan Richman downstairs at Monty Hall tonight. That's got to be big, right? Jonathan Richman. Sunshine, go away today. Don't feel much like dancing. Some man's calm, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. That's Jonathan Edwards, isn't it? Yeah, I knew that wasn't right. Thanksgiving. Next week, not sure, but I want to be here with you. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Artie White just a couple of minutes away. Sinner's Crossroads with Kevin Nutt. Dave the Spaz, living legend, the last DJ. Nickname, Mysterious Britisher. I love Nick and his gentle English ways. So Wishbone Ash, so Zoso, always in the know. And Stan, I listen to Stan every week. His show is mind-blowing. Stan, I love you. I email him. He won't write me back. I'm glad. He's too cool. I ain't gonna write Pigeon back. Let's hit this together. Let it drop, baby. Drop. Only 12 prostate supplement pills left in my bottle. That's not gonna last me a week. Thanksgiving coming up. I got to get on the 800 number and order them. $100. So see you guys next week. Always, please, please, always remember. Just do that. Always remember. Leon Russell.
Oh, hello, friend. You opened the door. Poltergeist rule. I get to come in. Oh, I'm so glad to see you. I'm supposed to be here. I'm here to babysit your house, sit your something your mom sent me. So I'm supposed to be here. You say, but I'm an adult and my mother is deceased. Oh, well, that's even more of a reason since she bothered to contact me from beyond the grave. I think that's pretty serious. So you have to let me in. She said, "Hey, go watch the kid. Good dog, Hardy. She doesn't mind. It's like Cat in the Hat. I have shown up, and I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to keep you company." You say, "Well, I'm not lonely. I don't need company." Well, you might. Who knows, you know? When you buy a generator, it's because of that one in a million times. Well, it's not one in a million. Once a year when the power goes out during a hurricane or something, and you need your generator, you got to have it around all the time. So if I'm not here, how am I going to keep you company if I'm not physically here all the time? And you're saying, "Well, my power generator doesn't talk incessantly." Doesn't it really? The one I have does. "Oh, I'm so glad to be your friend." You say, "Well, you're not my friend." "I'm hoping I will be. You're mine. I've already declared it, so I can't go back now. I'm all in, as they say. So hopefully you'll be my friend. I'm going to try everything to make you my friend." You know, just variety is what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw everything at, that's what they say, throw everything at the wall. Throw all the presents at the wall and see what sticks. So it looks like I've ruined the Cahuli sculpture, but the spaghetti is ready. So that's fun. So party, friend. I'm going to just, variety is the spice of life. I'm going to bring you some things, and one of them is going to please you about myself, right? I'll show you when the Magi brought Jesus gifts. They brought him a variety. They brought him incense, and money. And they thought, well, one of these he's going to like out of that, right? So we can't go wrong. It's actually called the Monty Hall problem. And Jesus was like, "Well, should I?" They put them behind door. They don't say that in the Bible, but really they came up to him and said, "Okay, there's three. The two of these are incense, and one of them is gold. So you have to, and I'm going to let you switch your choice after you make your first choice." And Jesus was, "It's like, it doesn't work like that." "Well, it does, though." "Oh, my friend, what should we do? What's the first thing we do?" "Well, I'll tell you why I'm here, really. Well, like I said, it's to keep you company, to babysitter, house sitter. I'm the house sitter if you leave, and I'm the babysitter if you say, well, I'm not a baby." "Well, you used to be. There's nobody here who didn't used to be a baby." And you're thinking, he's hinting about the beast, the golem in the basement. He knows about it. That's why he said that, because he knows the opposite to be true. He knows what's up in the attic. Bones, a skeleton, and it's Robert Frost. Yes, I have remains of Robert Frost up in my attic, and it keeps knocking against the door. It's Chucky. His Chucky fingers are like, "Wow, listen to me. People get that road not taken poem all wrong." "I know. I'm both of those roads. I am the median in the center." Did you ever wonder what's in the middle of a fork in the road? Me? I'm right in the middle. I live in a camp in the middle of that woods there. There's something there. So, just because it's a path, that's where people go. Everything's a path, friend. There's a way around everything. I can get around just about any tree, unless they're really packed densely. And then I just go up and I live in the trees. Did I tell you about my friend who didn't plan for the future? I'm like that a bit. Sometimes I don't plan, you know. I'll tell you what. But it helps to learn consequences. That helps you plan. "Oh, excuse me, friend. I'm just going to light my, pipe here." Oh, there. It's lit. Watch out. "No, I'm kidding. It's not that kind of pipe. Oh, I wouldn't do that to you." "No, Cinepazine bomb. It's actually not a regular kind of pipe either. I don't smoke anymore. But I tell you why. Because I figured out just because I don't see the consequence of something immediately, like tss, boom, doesn't mean that it doesn't have consequences." "Oh, I've learned that the hard way. I mean, look at me. I'm bald. You know what that's from? Wearing hats. Wearing hats makes your hair fall out." "No, it doesn't. It's genetic or something." "Okay, wearing hats is genetic. I know that because my ancestors wore them. Therefore, I've inherited that propensity to cover my head with something. But I tell you, some hats go over better than others. And some hats, you know, don't endure. Like you say, oh, I'm going to buy that. If you're immortal, you've got a real problem. You say that I bought this straw boater in the 20s. I looked sharp, you know. But now, I feel like it's dated. Now people are going, what are you going here to sell me summer sausage or something? Yes, I am. Because it's not summer anymore. Now we've moved into the season of winter sausage. These are things I misunderstood when I was young. And some of the things I still misunderstand because I misread them. Here's one, for instance. I see the word brainstorm. And sometimes I see barnstorm, which is another word. Now, this never caused any complication. You know, sometimes when you confuse words like that,
you know, you'll get the other things, like say maybe, you know, brain and Blaine. Then I see David Blaine and a brain together, right? But Barnstorm, I didn't really know what that was, so I never got it confused with brainstorm. Then I looked it up. I'll tell you what barnstorming is. And my friend who bought that straw boater in the 20s, he's going to know because it was the 20s thing. After the advent of the airplane by the Brothers Johnson up there in, is that Kitty Hawk or, I don't know, Hershey? People were fascinated with airplanes, and they would demonstrate the skill of the pilot and the durability of the airplane by going to rural places and doing air shows. They would take those airplanes up and see how skilled and fearless I am. I'm going to go up. And they did loop-de-loos, and they did doop-de-doos, and they did flip-the-dips and everything like that. They'd take that airplane up, and they'd, again, loop-de-loo it. I don't know. Other things. I don't know what the list were. There's a whole list if you go and look it up. But they also did things called wing walking, and they would walk on the wings of the airplanes. Okay? And do other things. They play tennis on them, on the wings of the airplanes. They sit there, they have tea on them. One young fella got up on that wing of that airplane, and he met this girl, and he married her, and he made love to her, and they had a baby, and they raised that child, and they grew old together, and then she died, and he had the house there, and then eventually he died too. They lived their entire lives there on that, on the wing of that yellow millet airplane. That's wing walking. And they would barnstorm, and they'd come into these towns, a rural town like that, and that had barns. That's what they call it, that, because I guess they're going to crash into my barn. No, it did the loop-de-loo. Now all the people that were living their lives on the wing fell off, but he didn't crash into your barn. So barnstorming. Now, I see that as brainstorming. I get them confused, right? So I'm figuring this. I will come to your town and brainstorm. What's a brainstorm? That's where you think everything at once. Oh! So it's like, oh, I just had a brainstorm. What's that mean? Well, all these things were going off. These electrical impulses were going off in my brain, and I started to think of something. I was thinking of something, a new idea. And the reason I had a new idea is because there was a storm in my mind. Because don't you like bad weather? Well, it stirred things up, apparently. And I do sort of like that kind of chaos. I like living in it. There was a tornado in my mind. And when there is, it's like Wizard of Oz. And in Wizard of Oz, when the storm starts, things go flying by. Like mean ladies on their bicycles. And I don't know, I don't like what that says about people who use a bicycle as primary transportation. So he's a witch. Oh, they're just crabby because you're trying to run them over all the time. Bless you. See people's lives from their perspective. But things fly by, right? A toaster and a dog and a lollipop and then Herbie Popnecker. And then who knows what goes by? Another dog. It's crazy. Then it's mostly, for a while, it's just nothing but dogs. But that's because there's a storm. It's unpredictable. But when those things come together in that kind of variety, oh, your imagination can soar, and something like Wizard of Oz can happen and drop out of Frank L. Baum's brain. There's a bomb I'm going to drop. Frank L. Baum, drop it on you. Wizard of Oz, what a crazy, crazy, wonderful story that is, right? All those people. And that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to brainstorm you. So you accidentally learn, so that's how we get, if I was just going to give you a message, just a dry message, and it turns out that we all have the qualities that we wish we possessed. No, you want to hear about an animated straw man, some scary scarecrow that's come to life, and that he wants a brain, he has no central nervous system, and yet he is alive and animated, though he cannot feel. And there's another fellow wants a heart. And, oh, that's the worst one. The Tin Man got that way. I've explained this before, and I'm preoccupied with it because it's one of them. It's the best surreal image in the human imagination. And the man has done this. So he works with an axe, right? And one day cuts off his foot or his hand or something. It doesn't matter where it starts.